Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season. Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I've got Davey Fitz with me. He is, of course, here to talk Ireland's fittest family and Londis continuing their sponsorship of the show as well. First question to you actually is, when you were at home as a young fella, because I'm Dave and you're Davey, but I was at home, I was David. I was David Moore. Were you David Fitzgerald?
Oh, with my mom, my dad, my sister, it's David. Everyone else, it's Davey. Everyone.
And it's funny, I was David all the way up until I went to secondary school. Then it became Dave. And still to this day, my mother, she refuses to say Dave. David's David. Like, she'll be on, I'll be up at her house and my sister will ring or whatever and I'll be like, yeah, David's here doing it. And I'm just always laughing going, like, it's the only place I'm called David other than some kind of official government
but
body.
You have to, you look at it, Dave, and you think, do you know what? That's nice as well. That's my family. Like,
yeah.
That's who they see me at. You love it with your mom and dad.
Like, yeah, absolutely. It's special.
You've only one mom and dad, like, and it's unreal. No, it's unreal. That's true. Being honest with you.
I love it. Let's talk Ireland's Fittest Family. It is back.
Yeah.
Sunday, 6:30, RT1. Bit of a shake-up in the format and the coaching-wise this season. Can you tell everyone what's going on? Because it's very exciting.
It was a big shake-up. And it, for us as coaches, like, you, people say, yeah, it's a show and it's competitive. If you take the nature of the coaches as well, right? So I'll just go through it quickly with you, right? Anna Geary, probably the most competitive lady I've ever come across, herself and probably Derville, unreal, right? Yeah. But Anna Smart will do anything to win, right? And I mean anything, quote any lengths to win. She is out there. She is competitive. Donegal O'Callaghan, you see, is probably a lad that loves to have the crack and the jokes and all that. This guy is an animal. Yeah, let's think about it. Munster, Ireland, Lions. I had him in Watford with me for a year. He can go to different places. Like, he is serious. I love that people see the funny side of him.
Sure.
But the other side of him is, trust me, when that event is on, he'd go through you. I love it. Then we threw Ellen Keenan to it. I was wondering how she was going to be.
Yeah.
What an athlete, I said, but she wouldn't really, she's never coached or what was she like? Oh my God.
Really?
Oh my God. It only took a few hours and she was in the thick of it. Trust me. And did she get into it? Is she competitive? I suppose she couldn't have won what she won unless she was ultra competitive.
Yeah.
Mike Darren McCauley came in and I'd say he thought, you know what, like, I'll see what this crack is like and see what the story is.
Yeah.
I really got to see what Michael Darren and why he won so many All-Irelands and why he was, why people regarded him the way he did.
Yeah.
Smart. And then you had Andrew Trimble. So intelligent. Is definitely how I describe Andrew.
Right.
You know the way then if you're playing down a team, you'll say, well, listen, we'll see how we get on and things might go okay. Andrew is the complete opposite.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do okay in this. We're going to win this. I loved it. Like,
it's great. All the personalities different. Matter so much.
Ah, it's different. But like, Dave, we've only two teams this time, yep. Right? And when you're as competitive as we are, you don't want to be going out in the first or second or third day. You no. want to be staying in there. This stuff went on. There was more pressure. The events they had, like the locations we went to, one or two new locations we went to, I thought were off the charts. There's one that you're going to actually, when you watch the whole thing, and there's one at the end, I know you'll say it to me, that was absolute. I was in the middle of it and I was thinking, is this really happening?
Is this really happening?
Is this really happening? Like, it's brilliant. I'm so proud of it because it's Irish. Love the competitiveness in it. I'm looking forward. I love people's reaction to the show.
That listen, the reaction, I know it from having the show on the Mondays when it's on the Sunday. You get the messages straight away at first thing in the Monday morning. Like, people are loving it. What is the secret, do you think, to winning, first of all, just a single challenge?
No matter what family you get, you're going to come across something that'll throw you.
Mm.
There's something that's going to throw you. You might be brilliant at three or four things, then there's something going to throw you. It's how you react to that and how you can get over it.
Okay.
And the key for me is most of these events, it always finishes with four people.
Yeah.
We might have the fittest person under the sun. If that person is really smart, they'll think, okay, it's not about me. I've got to do my part to make sure I get the best out of the people
The
who
rest of them.
aren't at the same level I'm at, right? And that's a big key. If you can get a family that are really tuned in, that will take advice on board, like a lot of my thing, Dave, is I love talking to the family and saying, okay, I need to figure you out. I need to see what your strengths and weaknesses are. Like what normally happens is you go and you look at an event, so we'll all walk the event. And if you watch it halfway through, my team will be there. I can do this. I can do that. I can do, and they're nearly giving away half plans before we're around, right? And I'm trying to say to them, "Will you say nothing until we get in afterwards? You say nothing, right?" So it is. But you know when you're so eager, you're out there and you're saying, "We can
Course.
do this or I'll do that." I said, "Calm the jets now."
It looks like the most amount of crack, in fairness. It really
Yeah.
does. And
Do you know what's
who,
great? Can I
go
say to you
on.
is when you see. What really rocks it for me is you might see a mom or a dad who are probably doing it for their kids, right? And they're uncomfortable doing something. And then you see them doing an event which they are totally out of their comfort zone. They do it. But when you see their kids look at them and are so,
So
they're so
proud.
elated at the way their parents have just performed or what they've just done, that probably gives me more of a kick than winning anything.
This level of performance, it's not often you see your older parents doing things like this.
You have to think about it, right? So you'll have probably one or two in that family that are really fit and that are really good at what they do. You might have a mum and dad who might be, some of them might be pretty good, some of them might be very average just doing it because this can't happen unless I do it. I've seen mothers and fathers being pulled through mud and doing stuff that they shouldn't probably be doing.
Right, but they're
But you know
doing
what I love? Do you know what I love is the fact that one, they had the Like they did it for their family, that they did it for their son or their daughter. Two, that they put themselves out there. Because in life, we have a tendency to hide at times and not put ourselves in that position where we mightn't perform as good as other people will or
Sure.
different. That they do that. I look at them people afterwards and they mightn't have won it, but I look at them afterwards and I think, you know what? I love the bones of what you're after doing. Like, see, if you've seen some of the hugs, some of the way they embrace their families afterwards. Ah, Jesus, it makes it
Magic.
so
Magic.
that's what sport is for me. I love that.
Who's the biggest threat, do you think, then? The old dogs or the young guns coming in coach-wise?
If you asked me before the series, right, I would have definitely said, like, Anna and Dunnick are very, very, very smart, know what they're doing, they're always pre-planned. Then when I got to meet the other crew, in fairness to the production team, they don't just bring in anyone like.
No.
They've achieved at the highest level. So they are winners. No matter what the story is, they'll want to win. I would have said beforehand, I would have said probably Anna or Dunica. Knowing what I know now, I can tell you it's pretty balanced. Will you enjoy the show when you look at it? I think you'll see a small bit of a difference even to the last few years. I think you'll see a
Okay.
bit of a difference.
Wow. But David, there's so much more to talk to you about. Let's talk a little bit of hurling, if that's all right with you.
Let's go at it.
Okay, well, my first question to you is, you are living in Clare, coaching in Antrim. The most important question I can ask you is, what's your favourite services on that run when you're up there on the motorway?
Probably, I'll definitely take a break at the Apple Green coming into Dundalk.
Oh,
So
that's a
I
good
will.
spot.
Yeah, on the left. I probably do then fill up on the way back down in a service station just before you get to Newry. So I do. The price pretty unreal on the diesel down
Good
there.
stuff, yeah.
And they are probably my two stops.
What's on the menu when you're into it? Like, I gotta eat now before I get up there.
Yeah, it's actually unreal. If you take me 6 months ago and I 15 stone, I probably would have had chips and a sandwich and a few other bits and pieces that I as
Right.
many calories as I could get and throw them into me, right? The fella that's a small bit lighter these days,
He's looking good. He's looking good, lads.
I'll have my yogurt, my granola in the morning now. I've changed a bit, right? Stayed away from the bars and the minerals and stuff like that. Have my water with me.
And with Antrim this year, obviously you were facing a different challenge this season than last season. Are the ambitions, though, to win Joe McDonagh and find your way back up?
Well, naturally enough, it will. I think that's going to be a big ask. I think there's a number of teams there that are, there's a lot of us on the same place where they're thereabouts. Now, I remember when I went into Antrim at the start, I don't know whether it was a mistake or not. I said that, listen, these guys are able to hurl as good as anyone in the country. I believe that. I said there was a few aspects of their play that I need to delve back into. And I remember saying, what I said is, we nearly got to learn how to walk again, just go back and peel
Okay.
back a few
Peel it
aspects,
all
right?
back. Yeah.
Now, what I got accused of saying was that I had to teach him how to hurl again, which I never said. But there was a few aspects that I feel I needed to pare back, have a look at, really go at them two or three aspects of playing Gaelic again. And we did that, and I felt there was good and bad in the season just gone by. But in order for us to progress, I feel we needed to get better on them. I've done that, whether I'm right or wrong. I'm hoping the second season that that will be a bit better.
That would be better, yeah.
That I've learned a lot more about the panel of players. They're a lovely bunch of guys. Like, the club structure in Antrim, Dave, is really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. They do really well. But in order for us to make that next step up, I thought I just needed to change two or three things from a county style point of view, and that's what I tried to do. Where we go this year in 2026 coming, I'm not really sure. The league will be very competitive. We've a few right good games. I'd like to be consistent against the big teams. Yeah, we're missing a few players early on, but I will have them back as we're going on. I'd like to be consistent in the league. I think Joe McDonagh is going to be really tight and tough. I'd like to think we'll be there or thereabouts. I'm not taking the other teams for granted. I know what we have ahead of us. But you know what? It's up to us to be as good as we can be. It's up to us to set even a higher standards. And I'm looking forward to the players that come back with me and that will put in everything that's needed to be put in.
Right, brilliant. And Kyle Minogue, who works with me here, is a big tip man from Cashel, and he wouldn't let me have you on without you asking me asking you, did you see Tip winning Liam McCarthy at the start of the season?
Oh yeah, I did, of course, yeah. Like everyone else in the
yeah,
country,
you predicted it, yeah.
No, I didn't. No. I did not. So let's be straight. Was Liam Cahill under pressure at the start of the year? Massively. Massively. Did X amount of people think he should be gone out of the job? And they did. 110%. And I have to say, fair play to Liam Cahill. He stuck by his guns. He did what he had to do. It wasn't easy. If you asked me in the All-Ireland final coming into it, who would I have picked? I would have said probably Cork.
Cork, yeah.
But Tipperary did something different. Like, yeah, they played the plus. So they did something that Cork weren't expecting. And it's very hard on a day to turn that around when you do something. And I have to say, it doesn't matter what you do to win that Ireland final. At the end of the day, Tipperary are All-Ireland champions 2025.
Yeah. And a quick word on Declan Hanlon from you, because obviously he's retired and he's seriously connected to Today FM, of course, with his marriage to Louise Cantlin and all the rest. Yeah. But, geez, 15 seasons, 5 All-Irelands, what a player.
There's two or three things about Declan Hanlon. I can remember Declan Hanlon playing back 10, 12, 13 years ago, and he was playing wing forward, and he got a bit of stick at times. Never felt it was warranted. He's an absolute gentleman the way he carries himself. He's a very smart player. What he's done in hurling is incredible. He's led probably one of the greatest teams ever, and he's a big part of that. The respect I would have for that man is incredible. But I do always think back at the hard times, Dave, when he wasn't all easy for him. And there was a lot of people would have given him a tough time, and they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have, because he actually showed them exactly what he's about. And fair play to Limerick and the management for making him captain and for putting that confidence in him to be the person and the player that he turned out to be.
Yeah.
And you know what? Declan Hanlon can look back at it and think, did I get the most out of myself? Did I get everything I could have in the field? Declan Hanlon got that and more, and was a big part of it. So all I have to say is, well done, bud, and just enjoy yourself. Just go and enjoy yourself.
Right, listen, we'll enjoy ourselves. Sunday night, 6:30, RTE1.
When are we going to have you on it?
Listen, there's a rake of fit people out there. I don't know whether I'd qualify. I'll watch from the sidelines, send them all your way. But come here, listen, thanks for taking the time to talk, Davey. Great to catch up.
See you then, mate. Take care.
Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Shop Wayfair now, month long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out the song. Best in decor. Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house. Lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home. These things in chrome. Here's a good clock area. Road's fast shipping. Wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season. Win the season. Win.